You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 44. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Happy Thanksgiving from my house to yours, because it is Thanksgiving here in the United States, at least on the day that this is published, which is Thursday, November 28th, 2013. I don't know if you're catching it today or if you are, well, of course you're catching it today, but I don't know if you're catching it on that date, Thanksgiving, or whether you're listening to it at a date later in the future, but just know that I am wishing you Thanksgiving for everything in your life, regardless of when you are listening to this. So it's, you know, definitely important to note that. It's kind of funny. I thought that there was really no perfect time than today on this Thanksgiving that we celebrate here in the United States to talk about gratitude and how it can really create an avalanche of prosperity in your life and in your business. You know, sometimes we can lose sight of feeling grateful when things aren't going like we want them to. Maybe we're struggling in the business, people are saying no, people sign up and then they quit. Everyone else seems to have an easier time of it. I think we've all been there. We've all felt challenged at different times. We don't feel like we have the time to devote to our business. We don't have the finances to do what we want. We just seem to be stuck in a rut, and it's easy to fall into blame and scarcity and not feeling that gratitude for where we are, the lessons that we're learning, what we've created so far, and what we are going to continue creating by taking those action steps. So you've likely heard this before, so let me remind you of this. And if you haven't heard it, let me make you aware of these very powerful things. Feelings create thoughts, and thoughts are things. Feelings create thoughts, and thoughts are things. We create the things or the reality of our life by the feelings we have and the thoughts that are created through those feelings. We attract what we focus on. If you focus on lack and scarcity, guess what? You're going to get more of the same. Wishing for something is just not enough. Feeling abundant, even while lacking abundance, and expressing gratitude for what you have and where you are now is going to bring you what you want in your life. It really, truly is. And if that sounds airy-fairy to you, well, I know it to be true because I've experienced it myself. Yes, there was a time when I thought, oh my gosh, I don't need all this craziness. Just give me the nuts and bolts. Tell me what I need to do. Tell me what the perfect script is to say to someone to get them to join my business. Tell me, you know, what meetings to go to, what meetings to take people through, what sizzle line to have them listen to, all that kind of stuff. But once I really began to pay attention to my thoughts, everything changed, not just in my business, but in my personal life. So today, I practice deep waves of appreciation and gratitude multiple times throughout the day. First thing before I get out of bed, I run through a mental checklist of everything I'm grateful for and what my expectations are for the day. And I choose whatever random thoughts come into my mind to focus on gratitude for, even if it's something that I'm struggling with or feel challenged with. Why? You may be thinking that sounds crazy, but here's the thing. There's a lesson in every struggle and every obstacle that we go through. There's a powerful, powerful lesson that will move us forward if we'll allow it to. So I've learned that whatever pops into my mind first thing in the morning before I get out of bed, I'm going to express gratitude and I'm going to turn it around in some type of way that's going to serve me in a positive way and create a positive feeling, that tingly positive feeling that you can get when you conjure up thinking about great things. Maybe it's old memories, things that you're working toward, whatever. So first thing before you get out of bed, practice some gratitude and appreciation for what you already have, for what you're learning and for what your expectations are for the day and what's coming in your future and in your life. And then certainly, before you go to sleep at night, you want to do the exact same thing. Run through a mental checklist of your day and again, express gratitude and appreciation even for those things that may have been challenging. You can start by doing a gratitude journal. You know, a gratitude journal is a great way to get this started. And you can express your gratitude and appreciation to others throughout the day as well. You may be thinking to yourself, why is it taking me so long to get where I want to go? And you and I both know this. It's not because you don't want it enough, or because you're not smart enough, or because you don't know what to do, or you're not worthy enough, and so on. It's most often because you're creating resistance through your own thoughts. You are creating resistance through your own thoughts, especially the ones you aren't even aware of. Here's the key to life and business and getting what you want in both. A consistent formula gives you consistent results. I'm going to say that again. A consistent formula gives you consistent results. The law of attraction is the most important and most powerful law in the universe. The law of attraction states that which is likened to itself is drawn. So in other words, you get what you focus on, or you get back what you give out. And the easiest way to begin to change things is starting with gratitude for what you currently have and not the lack of what it is that you want, not focusing on the lack of what you want. You know, I experienced something a few years back that sort of rocked my boat, and it's kind of funny. I quickly fell into scarcity thinking and negativity, even though I had reached the pinnacles of success in my company, in my business, in my personal life. When this one incident occurred, it really rocked my soul, and it caused me to kind of fall off on my gratitude practice and knowing that feelings become thoughts and thoughts become things. So I had to pull myself out of it by A, becoming aware of my thoughts at all times. B, thinking and feeling deliberately and on purpose. So in other words, setting aside that time where I would think about what I want, think about what I have, think about the lessons that I've learned and all that I'm grateful for, and feel that gratitude, feel that appreciation, feel it rush over my body and enter my soul and, you know, begin to lift my spirits and put me in that happy place that put me out of doubt and into action. And then C, expressing gratitude each day for having enough. I would actually go through an exercise of saying to myself, do I have enough each day? Is there enough food to eat? Do I have enough clothes on my back? Do I have warm heat in my house? Do I have health? Do I have the love of other people? Do I have the ability to keep moving forward? I would ask myself some of these basic questions, and then I would express extreme gratitude and appreciation for the answer of yes for all of it. It didn't matter what tomorrow might look like. It didn't matter, you know, what bills might be looming out in the distance in the future. That's something that hasn't arrived yet. So don't put your focus there. Put your focus on where you are right now and all the grateful things that you have in your life, all the things that you are grateful for that you do have in your life. See, you want to allow your feelings to be your guide and change your feelings when you find them being negative. So right now, I want you to close your eyes and imagine something that you're grateful for. Just pick out one thing. Close your eyes and imagine something that you're grateful for. I want you to feel appreciation and gratitude for 30 seconds or more. With your eyes closed, just focus on those feelings. And then from there, you can move on to something else. You can start a gratitude journal to get you in the practice of this. Write down 10 things each day that you're grateful for. Keep the journal or notebook on your nightstand so that you're reminded to do this each night and each morning. Starting the day this way and ending it is so very powerful. Put a reminder in your smartphone calendar if you need to. Whatever it takes to get you and keep you in the habit. Also, practice thinking about something that you want and then close your eyes and feel deep into all the fibers of your being. Feel what it's going to be like to have it. Express gratitude that it's in your life. And express that gratitude in the present tense and conjure up those feelings right now. and then hold on to those feelings for 30 seconds or more. Absolutely. 30 seconds is really key. And sometimes in the beginning that can feel like eternity, but I promise it will work for you. I want you to smile as you do this. I want you to relax the tension in your body. See, you have to expect it in order to allow it to come into your life. Expect it. Why do you think I close out everything with expect success? I expect success daily. I regularly close my eyes throughout the day, and I literally see a map of the world lighting up red as new team partners come on to my team from all over the globe. I see hundreds and thousands of red dots on the map, each representing teams of people in every corner of the world. I express gratitude with every email notification of a team sign up, either by me or someone on my team. I'm grateful for every sale that comes in through my website, every new person, and every prospect. Whenever I get those notifications, I quickly close my eyes and I express gratitude in my being. I feel it abundantly and genuinely. Practice this, even right now. So I want to take you through a quick exercise of this. I want you, now if you're driving, you can't do this. You can come back to it. But I want you to think of one thing that you really, really want. What is one thing that you really, truly want to create in your life? I want you to close your eyes and I want you to conjure up those feelings. I want you to feel right now what it's going to be like when you have it. I want you to let that warm glow expand throughout your body. Hold this thought for 30 seconds and I'm going to play some soft music for 30 seconds that's going to get you through it. I want you to feel it, and express gratitude for it. Feel it, express gratitude for it, and expect it to show up. So get that idea in your mind right now, conjure up that feeling, and let's hold on to it for 30 seconds. Okay, so how'd you do? That was 30 seconds. Did it feel like eternity or did you make it through? Well, whatever the case, I want you to really get into the habit of doing a practice like this. Play music if you need to, if nothing else to time it, but do it regularly for everything that you want to create in your life. Express gratitude and appreciation every chance you get. I want you to make a list of the top 10 things you're grateful for and the top 10 things that you want to achieve, and then do a session of 30 seconds for each of these 20 things on that list twice daily. Again, it can be done in bed before you get up, which is very powerful, and even more powerful before you go to sleep. You can also do this while in the shower, even driving, but just don't close your eyes. Now, let's talk about the power in doing this right before you go to sleep. One reason this is so powerful right before you go to sleep is that your subconscious mind works while you're sleeping. So leaving it with these positive thoughts and these feelings, this great alignment with what it is that you want and what it is that you appreciate and you're grateful for, leaving your subconscious mind with this right before you go to sleep allows it to get busy creating that in your life. The experiences and thoughts of the last minutes before sleep are the most important of the day for creating what you want in your life. So never go to sleep thinking thoughts of negativity. I encourage you to add this into your life and see what happens. And please do share the details with me. See, when you're grateful for things in your life, you will find that you begin to get more and more of what you want. As Henry David Thoreau says, our truest life is when we are in dreams awake. Our truest life is when we are in dreams awake. So I want you to treasure your greatest gift, your imagination. Live as if what you desire is already here and express gratitude for all that you have and all that you've experienced along with the lessons and all that is headed your way. So I just want you to know that I'm grateful to you and I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, whether you're celebrating the holiday, or celebrating the Thanksgiving of creating more abundance in your life. So from my home to yours, this is Jackie Almer wishing you a happy Thanksgiving, feelings of gratitude and abundance whenever and wherever you're listening to this podcast. And thanks so much for sharing this time with me. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.